This is Byers and Company on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome. We're back here on a rainy Wednesday. Rainy couple of days straight ahead, that is for sure. Senator Chapin Rose joins us. Senator, it seems like this minimum wage is a foregone conclusion, right? I mean, the governor ran on this platform. They're going to get it through somehow, some way. Is there room to wiggle here? Is there negotiating left?
Yeah, so this is actually why I sent this survey out, and I sent it across my district. And it wasn't just to businesses. I sent it to non-for-profits, like, you know, the YMCA, for example, and the community colleges, to the universities, hospitals. So, you know, it wasn't just to, you know, sort of manufacturing sector businesses. But yeah, I mean, the whole point of this, and the reason I'm collecting this information, I get the fact that we're in the super minority, but, you know, any Democrat that votes for this needs to know the actual ramifications of what's happening. And then that would hopefully force some kind of a conversation. Now, I'm going to say one other thing, and then I'm going to listen. They supposedly announced an agreement overnight. Well, an agreement that would phase this in. Still no regional wage or no training wage, for example. I guess the tip credit is retained, but the business people weren't at the table. And so I guess, you know, what kind of how do you call something a compromise when the people, you know, who are part and parcel of implementing this aren't even at the table? I mean, what do you do? Sit down with a bunch of people who already support raising the minimum wage, look at each other, and then announce an agreement amongst yourselves? That's not a compromise. So, yeah, I mean, frankly, the whole goal of what I'm trying to do here is force the broader conversation on what this is going to do, particularly in downstate Illinois, and hope that some of these downstate Democrats will listen and pay attention to these numbers because, you know, I'll tell you, next door, Representative Ammons, Democrat Representative Ammons in Urbana, it's going to cost the University of Illinois that she represents $57.4 million, which is the functional equivalent of about 17,000 students losing their jobs. Okay? That's what that means. So if she doesn't pay attention to that, then I don't know what will. But that's the whole goal of this, is to try to put some education out there. And I'll tell you another one. I mean, so sure, here's one for the Democrats in your world. At $15 an hour, a single mom with two kids would lose all of her child care benefits. Well, guess what just happened to her big pay raise under the minimum wage? She lost it all, and she's worse off. She's worse off at that point. So those are the pieces of this conversation that aren't being told by the mainstream media, but certainly aren't being told by the, you know, the progressive liberals. And, you know, why this thing's being sort of jammed through you know, in the second week of session, I think it's slow down, think this through, and you know, for parts of my district, particularly the parts next to Indiana, and the parts outside the urban areas, you know, this would be a killer. I mean, just an absolute killer. And you know, I'll tell you, here's another one, Brian. Casey's this morning, getting my breakfast pizza. The minimum wage that they're paying, the starting wage at Casey's, is already $1.75 higher than the current minimum wage. Already $1.75 higher. So why is government involved in this decision anyway?
Yeah, I know that the owner of McDonald's here locally pays above as well. And one of the things that doesn't get talked about this is, let's say you own a McDonald's and you're trying to pay your people more than the minimum wage. And then you're trying to pay some people more than that. But then if you got a kid making $12 an hour at McDonald's and now everybody below him jumps up to 15, then you got to raise his 12 to more than 15. So it's not just the minimum wage. There's a lot more ripple effect to this.
Yeah, look, that's exactly right. And the other impact that came out was what this does to state employee payroll costs, which ultimately is paid by the taxpayers. It's about $1 billion cost by the time this thing gets phased in additional costs. And that's because all of our employee steps are sort of start based off of a minimum wage, and they kind of scale up from there. And so when you raise the minimum wage, that just raises all of the costs above it.
All right.
And
let me go through a couple of facts here, or correct me if I'm wrong. Okay, the state minimum wage since 2010 has been $8.25. That's a dollar higher than the national minimum wage. Chicago, I believe the city is $12, and it's $11 in Cook County. Is that right?
Yeah, I don't. To be honest with you, I'm not sure what the Chicago rate is. Thankfully, I don't have to pay attention.
No, but they've been higher.
Yeah, but they're higher.
Okay,
they're higher.
So
and
the
that's part of this, by the way, part of it is that they're losing some of their workforce to other parts of the state, and I think the city is afraid of it, which is why I think the city's pushing so hard to institute one statewide rage. But anyway, go ahead.
All right, so the plan that's in place, I don't know what was agreed on overnight, but that basically it would raise to a $9.25 by 2020 to $15 by 2025. Is that your understanding?
Yeah, and the first $2.75 of that, though, is pretty quick, like in the first 18 months or something. And again, whatever happened overnight, I haven't seen the details. They're going to supposedly have a bill at 2 o'clock. But I did see that the business community had noted that they were sort of left out of the conversation. And so, I'm not sure how you can call something a compromise when a key sector was not included.
Well, Senator, I don't disagree with you, but I would say to you that elections have consequences. And until the Republican Party gets its act together in Illinois, you got the narrative to win races. You guys just can't seem to win any.
I sort of think this is, in some respects, how the Democrats felt when Rauner decided to get rid of unions the first week. You know, they were looking around saying the same things. Well, you know, they won, we lost, and here's where we are. But I totally agree with you on that. The other thing I will say, though, is that's it. This is where we're at in our state. And, if we don't have, if we're going to continue to get ruled by one county out of the state, then this is where we're going to go. But at the end of the day, all I can do is try to educate the downstate Democrats that are left as to what this really means for them and their constituencies and their not-for-profits and their employees. And, if they don't pay attention, then, you're right. There's nothing else to be done.
All right. But one last question.
My job is trying to educate them with facts.
I appreciate it. That's why we invited you on this morning. Now, you guys sent us this in a PDF. Is it available on your website? Is there someplace where people can access this digitally?
We actually sent it out to all of our, all of our chambers and asked them to disseminate it through the business community and the hospitals and the community colleges. So, it's not on my website, but I could probably post it there by later this morning.
Well, if you do, just make sure we get the link and we'll be happy to point people there.
Absolutely. In fact, we were trying to get a quick response from the people most affected because this thing, it caught everybody by surprise. I mean, all of a sudden they're talking about, over the weekend we're going to vote on it. This week. Well, wait a minute. We've been here for 2 weeks, really? There's all the more thought you're going to put into it. So again, I'm just trying to make, get the facts of what this is going to do to Central Illinois so that I can help educate my colleagues, particularly on the other side of the aisle, as to what this will do. And also, if the new governor wants to engage in some sort of training wage, regional wage, I think Republicans are happy to talk to him, but this is, simply just sort of running roughshod at $15 an hour over 5 years. I'll tell you right now, this is from one non-for-profit indicator. This would be 9 full-time positions lost. That's just one non-for-profit. That's what would happen. They'd have to lay off 9 full-time people at one Decatur non-for-profit.
All right. One last thing, Senator Rose.
That's just one.
All right. You've got truck driving jobs here and all across the Midwest that pay $30 an hour that people can't get to because they don't have the skill set. Now you're talking $60,000 a year, and you're actually talking about living wage. But if you guys legalize marijuana over there, you're just sending another message to people that they're never going to get these jobs.
The legalizing marijuana would tell people that they're not going to get a job?
No. How are you going to get a trucking job? Because I don't care whether legalized marijuana, whether you're smoking marijuana legally or illegally, ADM's not hiring you to drive a truck.
Yeah, well, I guess my point is people are already smoking marijuana already, but we've already delegalized in the state because it's which I voted against, I might remind you, to make this a civil penalty-only offense. So it's not even a crime in the state anyway. So that's already baked in. But that's pun intended there a little bit, but that's already baked into it. But, my biggest concern about the marijuana decrim, if you want to call it, because it's already been decriminalized anyway, in my opinion, is what it does to DUIs. And, if you look at Colorado, the DUI rates are up, and then that means the number of accidents is up. But that's a totally different story for sort of a different day. But Brian, are you suggesting that just because we're going to legalize it, there aren't going to be truck drivers? Because there's plenty of truck drivers that don't do drugs right now.
Well, no, there are, but there's also 1,100 jobs that aren't filled here in Macon County, and a lot of those types of jobs aren't filled because people can't pass drug tests.
Right,
and that's
which
with it
is
being
illegal.
Right, but legalizing so, it isn't going
to... I mean, that's already there. I mean, that problem already exists.
Then government ought to be doing the exact opposite. It ought to be connecting people to actual jobs where they can raise a family, not this false narrative of raising the minimum wage. No one's going to live on $15 an hour or $8 an hour or $12 an hour. Why don't we do more to get people to the $30 an hour jobs instead of sending the message that it's okay just to smoke more marijuana?
Okay, I'm not... If you're connecting those two bullet points, I'm not connecting those two bullet points. But to your point, that's the whole thing. Government shouldn't be in the business of setting a minimum wage. And, you know, from here's just some folks from Mount Zion on the who answer this poll. They're like, think long term. This isn't solving any strategy to have people stuck at minimum wage, which is exactly right. Minimum wage is never intended to be a permanent wage, a permanent lifestyle. It was intended to be a training wage, get new people in the door, get young people in the door, let people train up while they move on to career professional wages. It was never intended to be a career wage. And I think that's sort of what you're saying there. And it's certainly what most of these people answering these responses are saying. But at the end of the day, I just think that this is, you know, a fairly reckless proposal that, you know, as it's currently written, to just sort of unleash this. But again, look, you're right. Elections have consequences. I'm in the super minority. You know, we may not be able to do anything about it, but I certainly can try to educate people with the actual facts of what it will do to East Central Illinois.
All right, Senator Rose, we appreciate it. Get us that link if you can this morning, and we'll get it up. And meanwhile, you can check out the story at Nauticator.com.